Yeah, the miners are making money now, so they have an incentive to increase production. That has an effect on gold and silver prices because most newly mined silver happens as a byproduct of other mining interests, such as gold mines, copper mines, lead, zinc. If the prices of those are strong, the miners have an incentive to produce more, which would just happen to increase silver supplies.
What's going on with the production in silver? You just mentioned that it's a byproduct of looking for copper or gold, but are the sources running dry and they need to find new sources for production?
The price of silver is approximately doubled from a year ago. And in standard economic theory, you'd say, well, suppliers would be rushing to fill the demand. It's just not that easy. It takes about 10 years from a new discovery to develop a new mine and comply with all the environmental regulations and get the proper permits. The other factor is that if the byproducts and co-products that drive the economics of a mine don't match the performance of silver, and they haven't, you have no incentive to increase their output just to get more silver.
General Motors has just announced that February sales were high, far higher in February than in February 2010. You think that's great news?
Well, it sounds very good, and the U.S. government has an incentive to try to put as positive a spin on the news, no matter what the truth is. A little statistic that was omitted from that report is that the number of cars sitting in dealer inventories that have not yet sold to the public is about double the day's inventory compared to February 2010. So some amount of the increase in sales is just sitting in dealer inventories. It doesn't actually reflect an increase in demand.
All right. Pat Heller from Liberty Coin Service. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you, Tony.